A gospel work going on in downtown Fresno since 1955. I'm talking about the good work of the Evangel Home of Fresno, ministering to women and children in crisis. This is the weekly radio voice of the Evangel Home. I welcome you to Heartline. And generally at this point of the program, I'm saying, here's your Heartline host, Jim Tuck, but I'm holding the microphone today, Jim Tuck.
Yes, we are. Yes, you are. And for our listening friends, a bit out of the ordinary today. Jerry Brenham is not with us. We're not in her office. We don't have a guest from Evangel Home. It's Ken Adams and me. We are live face-to-face at Sierra Vista Mall, sitting down and having a chat about Evangel Home. Now, Ken, you've actually been doing the intros and putting this program together how long?
Oh, Jim, you would have to ask me that. It's been a number of years. I don't know, 10 years or more.
Have you been doing it the whole time that I've been the host?
I believe so. I believe so. Going back to the olden days when you would record the interviews on a mini disc and drop them off at my house, and then I'd take them to KRDU and load them in.
Yeah, I think that's more than 10 years. I think Matt White gave it up in 1997. Uh-huh. I think it's been 15 years.
Okay. I know Matt White was self-contained when he produced it, but once you took over, we kind of it became a tag team, and you would hand off the interviews to me, and I would just kind of polish it up and put an open and a close on it and remind folks what the phone number was.
Yeah, 264-4714. Give us a call.
559 area code 264-4714 from anywhere on the face of the earth with an internet connection, evangelhome.org.
Absolutely. Well, for our listening friends, we want to move on because I want to cover some of the ground, and you hear the traffic noises in the back because we're outdoors here at Sierra Vista Mall.
This is Heartline Unplugged.
Heartline Unplugged. I like it. Last night was our banquet, and we had a sellout crowd, over 400 people at Tornino's in Fresno. And it was just a spectacular evening, Ken. God-honoring testimonies from some of the ladies. Our speaker was Dr. Randy White, who had the urban ministry as his responsibility, and I've forgotten the name of it, for many years. Now he teaches at Fresno Pacific. Special music by a gifted musician, Bill Thornberry, a good friend.
Oh, yeah, I remember Bill from various events in the past. Good guy.
A really good guy. And a very important lyric talking about the ripple effect of ministry. God changes a life here. Who knows how many other people are impacted by that generationally, as well as within the sphere of influence currently. And it was really, really good. Gary Tompkins, a good friend of ours. As I said last night, I had the privilege of being the MC for the evening. We commissioned Gary, gave him an easy assignment. Gary, we just want a five-minute video. Please tell a 57-year story of Evangel Home.
In 5 minutes.
In 5 minutes. Shouldn't take you more than a half hour to get that done. And so, bless his heart, it was just spectacular how he did it. And I won't try to describe that here, but it was very effective, and we so appreciate what he did.
Is that something that we'd have to ask Gary, I'm sure, but is that something that he might make available on YouTube so we could all see it?
Well, we could sure approach him about that because it was really quite effective.
Yeah.
And it really did a pretty good job of telling the history, given the time constraints.
Wow.
You got a sense of where Evangel Home came from. Talked to the founder. It was an interview and a quote from her on there. And then brought it right up to date. Some lovely footage of Jerry Brenneman with a little bit different hairstyle. And it was quite the hit of the evening, as one might imagine.
But the 80s looked a little different, didn't they?
Yeah, they did look a little different. And Jerry's been doing this for 24 years.
Wow.
As executive director of Evangel Home. But what I wanted to talk about, Ken, we threw out some needs of Evangel Home last night, made them available. And I want our listeners to know about that. You know, if anybody tunes in, you know we don't hound people for money. We're not one of those people that just is a Johnny One Note. We don't sing that song.
It's like, if you don't send the check today, we're closing the doors of ministry tomorrow.
Yeah. And quite frankly, that's literally true, because Evangel Home doesn't take government money. Evangel Home survives solely on contributions from private donors, from interested people. And so that's a bit of a challenge that some other ministries don't face. The advantage for Evangel Home is there are no government strings attached to how the program operates.
Yeah.
The government doesn't tell us 28 days is it. I don't care where this woman is. She has to leave now.
Yeah.
The government doesn't say you cannot have religious activities going on the premises and receive our money. The government does not say in your training programs you have to use this curriculum, not your curriculum, et cetera, et cetera. And so that is never, ever going to happen at Evangel Home.
And we've only seen unfolding over the past few years when it comes to the government. You know, if there's government money involved, more and more and more, they want to call the shots.
Yeah. And, you know, to be honest, you understand that. If I'm given money, you know, I get to choose, oh, I don't like what they're doing there, I'm going to quit giving money. But those are strings that we can't live with.
Yeah. Well, and the wonderful thing is, in a case like Evangel Home, they're free to pursue the vision that God gave them without any restraint.
Yeah, absolutely. So last night, we presented a need. In Evangel Home, we have a kitchen emergency. The kitchen was redone last in the year 2000. Well, the kitchen is the heart of the home, and they average, Ken, you ready for this? 36,000 meals a year in that kitchen.
36. Let's do the math. The kitchen was last done 12 years ago, 36,000 times 12. We're talking probably almost a half million meals that have been prepared.
I haven't figured that out, and I'm not good with numbers necessarily, but that doesn't sound unreasonable.
Wow.
Since then, it has been in day in, day out preparation and operation and the wear and tear on that equipment. And what I presented, three levels of need last night, Ken. I labeled one of them non-negotiable, a non-negotiable need. We have to replace the range. And depending on what equipment we use to replace it and how extensive the accompanying modular units are that go along with that, that costs from $10,000 to $15,000. And that's non-negotiable. We have to do that.
Yeah. This is the range that has been in action for 12 years doing, what, three meals a day?
Yeah, three meals a day,
wow.
You know, roughly 30 people per meal, roughly.
Wow.
And then we presented the need for a much preferable level of change in the kitchen. That is in the $25,000 to $30,000 range, and that involves restructuring the way the kitchen is laid out, moving the range to a different wall. Right now, Ken, they've got a traffic flow issue. There is one door to the basement of the Evangel Home where all the storage is, all the supplies, all the clothing, all the stuff they supply. There's one door, and it's off the kitchen.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah. So everybody who goes in and out of the basement for whatever needs the Evangel Home has is traipsing through the kitchen.
While they're waltzing past staff and personnel preparing breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just, really, how did this happen? Kind of a question mark. And so to remodel and renovate that to accommodate and create a better traffic flow would be $25,000 to $30,000. And then, on the other end, on the what-if end, to completely redo, replace everything in the kitchen, start from scratch, remodel, reconstruct, rebuild, renovate, $100,000 is the estimate we have for that. And who knows what God's going to do there. We're kind of anxious to see how this all unfolds. But I want to remind our listeners, we don't just throw numbers out there. We don't say we're going to, like you said, close the doors if we don't get your money. But I want to challenge you. You know, and we heard testimonies last night. Brandy talked about how she has recently spoken to her kids, and one of her son said, "I like you better now, Mommy. You don't hit us as much." And Gina spoke last night. She's now on staff there. She's one of the house managers. 2 years ago, she came in off the street, had been in prostitution and drugs. God has completely renovated her life from the inside. That Evangel Home in a 9-month program gave her the tools to be successful outside that environment and be productive. And she has married a godly Christian man, and now she is back there involved in the lives of other women who are where she was. And so that ripple effect of the sphere of influence now, and Brandy's case generationally, her children already, their future is different now than it was a year ago.
Yeah.
Their future was hopeless a year ago without God renovating Brandy's life through the ministry of Evangel Home. She's now got the skills and the tools to be a great mom and to train those kids in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, and they notice it. They're talking about it.
And the second lady who came off the streets involved in prostitution, I'm sorry, her name again?
Gina.
Gina, coming from being a hooker to being on staff at a 57-year-old Christian ministry.
Yeah, and the stories just go on and on, and so anyway, I don't know if you can tell, I'm pretty passionate about them.
Yeah, Jim, could you work up a little bit of enthusiasm for Evangel Home?
Well, and I got to tell you, our main speaker last night, Dr. Randy White, was just exceptional in presenting what a unique ministry and what a unique opportunity our friends and listeners have to support a ministry and support some women who are changing the heart of the city of Fresno. By God's empowerment and God's leading and God's grace, they are there laboring and they're planning and they're using good business sense and they're using good management techniques and they're using good passion and compassion and love and changing the heart of Fresno. And like Jerry says, we're involved changing one woman in 1,000 ways, not 1,000 women in one way. We don't just run them. We don't just process, you know, okay, you did that. Here's your stuff. Go away. It is so in depth with each individual woman who comes through, who is committed to change, wants the change, and will do the things necessary to change.
Well, I think that's the definition of discipleship, one-on-one.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
could we revisit those three areas of the non-negotiable, the partially negotiable, and the wouldn't it be nice category?
Okay, there's the non-negotiable, $10,000 to $15,000 to replace the range and the modular units to go with it.
Now, again, however God wants to provide that, it might be through a whole bunch of people sending in a small contribution, it might be through a big contribution, it might be somebody listening who goes, you know, I can donate that $15,000 range because, well, you could write it off on your taxes, right?
Absolutely. And that's why we just want to present it out there. You know, maybe people don't even know. And we would just want to say, you know, here's what we need. Here's an opportunity. If you're equipped and prayerfully consider this and God lays it on your heart, hallelujah, that's a win-win.
We want to retire the poor old stove that has been prepared almost 500,000 meals over the last 12 years.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal thing to think about in the past 12 years.
And the semi-negotiable?
Yeah, this is highly preferable. It would be to restructure the configuration of the kitchen in a modest way so that improve the traffic flow so people don't have to walk through the kitchen to get to and from the basement where all the supplies for all of those buildings down there are kept.
It may have worked well in the late 50s, but here in the 21st century, it's a little more difficult.
Yeah, it just make everybody's life easier, and that's $25,000 to $30,000.
And then finally?
We call it heaven. And of course, that's, you know, figurative. Literal heaven's going to be far better, but figurative heaven to get the whole thing redone and all the equipment updated and brand new stuff and everything, it would be about $100,000.
If there's any way, shape, or form you can be involved or spread the word, you know somebody who can be involved, place to start is with a simple phone call in the 559 area code to the Evangel Home of Fresno, 264-4714. What's that number, Jim Tuck?
559-264-4714.
Can you tell you got a couple of disc jockeys here, Tuck?
Yeah, and somebody answers the phone there 24-7. They don't have an answering machine.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that. Or if you want to search the website to kind of catch the vision of what the Evangel Home is all about, pretty simple to remember, evangelhome.org. Get involved. Lives are being changed, and you never know where that ripple effect is going to lead.
Well, that's exactly right. And our prayer is that God will lay it on the hearts of the people. And he's going to bless the people who give here. You know, that's the way he does.
It's his promise. Yeah.
Yeah, that's his promise. So like Paul said to the Corinthians, I want you to give, not for my sake, for your sake.
Yeah, there you go.
And that's we believe that.
Well, Jim Tuck, thank you for being on the other end of the microphone this week.
Yeah, well, Ken, thank you. I can't tell you how I appreciate just turning over this interviews that I usually do, and magically it becomes a radio program.
I know. Gotta love modern technology. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Again, the Evangel Home of Fresno, 264-4714, or evangelhome.org. Thank you for joining us for the RV, the radio voice of the Evangel Home of Fresno, Heartline. Talk to you next time.